So it's so interesting. What they're saying to do is to start in the heart. And they're saying whenever we're ill at ease, whether it's physical, emotional, it's all basically the same thing, to travel to the heart space, because that's where we'll find our arrival. That's where we'll find our center. That's where we will find our holy commitment. In other words, as we respond to the light, as we respond to our true nature, as we respond to our victorious passage. So our victorious passage is our self complete. In other words, beyond the ego, beyond the past, beyond the mind, beyond the ruins of yesterday, beyond the inheritance of the paradigm that we all became accustomed to, it's that we're returning to our true semblance. So allow yourself to receive the gift of your true, I'm just going to call it offering, because it's being offered to us, it's coming upon us. So it's a light, it's a quickening, it's an affordability, it's a higher circumstance. But when I say higher circumstance, it's like a stance. It's surrounding us. And this is our divine appointment. This is our divine tribute. Because remember, when we speak of divine appointment in terms of speak here, heal here, that's what we do in our truest semblance. So the divine appointment is actually like the God spark, our light, our I am presence, becoming known, becoming available, becoming true. So we come to understand, witness, assume our divine essence, our divinity. So we're allowing ourselves to stand tall. Stand tall, again, excuse me, is an energetic assumption. It's an energetic allowance. Momo. It's an energetic allowance. It's a tribute to our true faith. And our true faith is who we are in our justified arrival. So as we will allow that light to take hold, as we will allow it to liberate our pastime. So liberate our pastime is liberate ourselves from our past. Liberate ourselves from our ego. Liberate ourselves from the trapping of our mind. Because this is where we create all true assumptions. In other words, we shift realities. We shift what can come upon us. We shift who we are. We shift what we draw to us by our own inner nature. So remember, everything is traveling in consciousness. Everything we bring to ourselves, everything we manifest, both out of the body and in the body, is reflective of that, of our true scenery, that which we're truly willing and ready and witness and ready. And there's another word to that, like opening up, I'll say, but that's not the word, opening up to receive. They're saying adjoining. Thank you. So it's adjoining. It's adjoining. So that when I receive this, it's liberating. It's liberating because you're not trying to figure out yesterday. You're not trying to figure out who's right or wrong. You're just traveling onward. You're traveling beyond. So there's this opening. So you just want to imagine in our heart that there's a gate, there's an opening, there's a place where we're all traveling to. And so in order to travel there, in order to attend, it's like you have to show up, I'm just going to say empty, but it's really liberated. In other words, this is why they keep saying about releasing the past, because we're releasing the strongholds of the past. We're releasing all of those old afflictions. So I'm wrong, you're wrong, someone else is wrong, suffering. And we're moving on to our true nature, because as we will attend to heavenly bliss, as we will attend to our sunshine, as we will attend to our new tomorrow, we're lifted up into higher station. So now it's like I've got Jeshua here, and Jeshua's like he's showing the roadmap of our own understanding of self. And when I say he, I use that very liberally, loosely, because there's really no feminine, masculine. There's no separate Christ. It's like we all join together. We all join together as one. So this is where, when we have this pecking order or this hierarchy or this right, wrong judgment stuff, we're out of our right senses. In other words, we're out of our correct mind. So we're allowing our favorite pastime. We're allowing place of movement. We're allowing us to all join hands. We're allowing for higher consideration. We're allowing for holy administration. So holy administration is our holy awareness, our higher self touching down. So this is where we're merging with liberal pastime. In other words, it's like come one, come all, join with. And so as we join with, we assimilate into the sunshine. We assimilate into our holy occurrence. We assimilate into our substantial allowance. So that substantial allowance is really quite substantial. Spirit's not holding back. Our I am presence is not holding back. God's self is not holding back. It's all for our eyes to see. So the question is, can you see? Can you imagine? Can you release all of the old energies, strongholds, pastimes? Can you forgive one and all? Because it's all amongst you. So just imagine a Garden of Eden, imagine a host of lights, imagine springtime. Imagine just releasing that density of sorrow and moving into divine placement. So allow yourselves to receive the gift of your true nature. So when we even say the word your, it's like beyond your past understanding of who you are. So it's almost like true nature or God self or godliness or like the peace that passes all understanding. So we're moving into a true understanding of I'll just say like highest offering. And they're just showing me the universe card. So that's a pretty good card, highest offering. So there's like a tingling, justified allotment. I just have energy. And so when I'm receiving everyone, the energy is touching you. I have some that are working with specific masters. So they're like working on your third eye. They don't like that I said working. It's like a rubbing. Someone else is sort of like bowing where, you know, you sort of touch third eye placements. So trust what's before you. For someone else, you're releasing, you're purging. So like you took it upon yourself to like clear out that family lineage. And it's sort of like time to go on. It's like you've done your fair share. I'm going to say this. So it's like time to pass forth. So don't feel, whoever that is, there's a little bit of martyrdom. Well, I'm going to suffer so all can pass through. They're not supposed to pass through without you. So you want to take a look is if you're allowing yourself to pass through as well, or you're always the door monitor. If you feel a little bit stuck in the door monitor, if you feel like you're blessing others and you're excluding yourself, this is where they're saying glory to God in the highest. So in other words, we all exchange hands. So in other words, you want to sashay forward. You want to proceed. You want to come forth. You don't want to, like, I don't want to say be left behind, because you can't be left behind, but you're able to pause and you don't need to. So again, it's sort of like you're leading, so you need to lead up front. So just imagine, it's like, oh, if I go in the front and my light is shining, then everyone can follow. Everyone can follow. So this is where you want to press forward. You want, there you go, you did it. Whoever that is, it's like, boom. If I lead, they can find my light up in front. So again, allow all changes to occur easily. Again, we're shifting timelines, and what we bring forth is from our highest note-keeping. So in other words, the highest frequency is brings us into a further engagement. So we want to remember there are like continuing pastimes, meaning parallel realities, and which one we afford ourselves is due to our own convincing. In other words, we're the ones that say yes. We're the ones that establish. We're the ones that move forward. We're the ones that shift. And every time we shift in frequency, we literally experience a different reality. And so this is all like our playground. This is all, they're saying like our singing choir. But when they say singing choir, it's like the frequency. So it's like, allow yourselves to journey, allow yourselves full engagement. Allow yourselves, again, when we're parting ways with the past, it's like we're dropping that old reality because the new is upon us. The new earth is upon us. Ascension is upon us. It's not like some future event. It's occurring in the now reality, in the now moment, as we will establish it. So we're coming to our right senses. We're coming to our divine privilege. We're coming to our traveling essence. So our traveling essence is coming upon your true essence, coming upon your highest gifting, coming upon your highest, they want me to say arrival. So arrival is we're here. We're not on a bus. We're actually here assimilating to what's already upon us. So allow that to take note, allow that to shift and change. That means everything you see is going to be seen with higher advantage, with new sight, with new visioning. And remember, we're getting lighter moment by moment. So we still have physical bodies, but our bodies are shifting. So remember, our bodies are energy. They're really space, or they're energy waves. They're space beyond the energy waves. So the more that we receive with our spiritual vision, the faster we'll grow. So in essence, you're seeing with your heart. You're seeing with your heart. You're seeing with your spiritual sight. And allow yourself to know that through and through. And allow that to be sealed. And allow all to come. So remember that the one we were assisting, where we invited her to go in the front rather than be the door monitor, the light that we're now glowing with is assisting all. So you may suddenly have a memory of someone, you may feel someone arriving. Remember, all are being assisted. And the more that we offer that, especially to those that we haven't 100% forgiven yet, we may be on the fence, we may want to, and we just don't know 100% how to do that. A really great way to move that along is to offer them the light. So in the here now moment, we offer all those that we're still not 100% healed that light. So what we offer comes back tenfold. And so you're having those presences join with your new community. So you want to remember that all those others are really aspects of yourself. So when you haven't let someone else in your heart, you can't ascend. You can't 100% arrive because part of you is missing. Part of you is missing. This is all a projection of self. So you want to arrive whole. So you're welcoming in those various energy exchanges, those ones that have been missing. And you're offering them this light. You're offering them this continuous love. You don't have to intellectually understand it. It's simply a higher offering. It's simply your higher self showing you the way home. Someone's so funny, they're like, I guess I better include, you know, various political party leaders. Exactly, because it's all a projection. Anyone and everyone. Like you're ringing the dinner bell, come home. come home. And so it is. All right. Beautiful.